Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another awesome day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest coming back to the show. Kristen, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, we're doing wonderful. Thank you very much for asking and for being on the show. I know you have a lot of things to do. Really appreciate this. Now, what we wanted to do was just to talk to you more about your experience with CyberBacker, of course. So before we go to that, how long have you been partnered with CyberBacker as of today?
I think it's about 2 years.
2 years now. So was this your first time to work with team members who are virtual then?
Yes. When I started with you guys, it was the first time. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. So was there like a transition period for you back then? Just again, used to working with people in an office setup. Now everything's going a bit more virtual. How was the transition for you there personally?
I think the transition was pretty smooth. Because of COVID, most of us had adjusted to some sort of virtual, mm-hmm. Situation with work. So it was pretty smooth for us.
Very smooth transition. Good to know. So as of the moment, I also double check, correct me if I'm wrong. I see here that you have 3 CyberBackers in the team now.
Yes, that's correct.
3 CyberBackers. Gosh, a whole CyberBacker team supporting the business. So can you talk to me more about your CyberBackers? What's it like working with them every day?
It's actually amazing. I always tell people, like, it's 2023. We're going into 2024. The world is very global. Mm-hmm. So your partners and your team don't necessarily have to be in the same exact office with you. And we found that they're super, like, our CyberBackers are very talented, very skilled, and great at what they do. So they're integral in our team. They really are a part of it every day.
Good to know, though. They're really a part of a team, one team, one family, of course, mindset. Now, how about tasks, though? 3 CyberBackers. Can you talk to me about each CyberBacker, what they help you out with in the business?
Yep. So it's divided. There's different aspects of what I do in my business. So I run a market center, and we have multiple locations within our group. I'm a real estate agent, not in production, but I produce through an agent partner that I work with. And then I'm a MAPS coach. So my CyberBackers are kind of divided, where one works as a recruiting ISA for the market center. So she strictly is an ISA. One supports Market Center as an executive assistant, and she runs our K-Score program and onboarding processes. And then I have one that works as my EA, and she handles my MAPS business and any kind of things that are outside of the Market Center.
Gosh, can only imagine how crazy your calendar must look like every day. Pretty crazy, am I right?
It does. When we have a new CyberBacker come on, it always takes like a little bit of adjustment time to look at it and understand how it's coded and what's happening. It's very busy.
There we go. So now 3 CyberBackers at the helm, going on 2 years in partnership with CyberBacker. Talk to me about the partnership that you now have with your CyberBackers. How did it get to this point? How did it become this successful between you and your CyberBackers?
So I give the advice to my MAPS clients as they're hiring on leverage through CyberBacker that it really is about really clear job descriptions. It's making sure that you're, as the kind of leader, delegating the tasks and super clear communication. And of course, like with that first like 3 months, there's much more hands-on time. It's communicating with you guys at CyberBacker, their head backers to help, but it's not a hands-off process. I say it's like if you were hire anybody, you would never just hire them and just let them go in your business. You're there, you're helping and assisting the process. And it's constant, really clear communication.
There we go. Now, can we dive into that a little bit? Communication. How do you start that during the beginning of the partnership? Because again, it's your first time working with someone who's virtual. How do you establish good communication with someone who's virtual anyway?
So we communicate on Zoom. We have a huddle every morning. We don't miss it. So we huddle as a group and we discuss the different aspects of what the day is going to bring. What does the calendar look like? you know, for the day, for the week, what's coming up in the next week. And then we go through, what do they need? You know, how can we support them? How do they support us for the day? And then through the day, I communicate with my group through text message. So I think it's pretty constant. Like, we're communicating literally every hour in some way, shape, or form via text. And then sometimes we'll hop on an end of day or midday, depending on what we're working on.
So really a lot of avenues of communication. One meeting in the morning, texts here and there throughout the day, and then probably another meeting. So really a lot of communication right there. And with that communication, how do you build trust? Again, I know that could be related in a virtual partnership just like this one. How about trust? How does trust play a role in this partnership?
I think it's a huge thing. You have to, it's no different. I think if you work side by side in a separate office from someone, you're still developing a relationship, getting to know each other. Cause we look, like I look for specifically, the ability to communicate is really important and crucial for every aspect of our business. So I like to get to know someone and, you know, let them know I'm very high communication. This is how I'm going to communicate. And then, you know, we develop a partnership. And it's understanding, I think, also like, what are their goals? I want to help them achieve what they want to achieve as well, just if they were in my office with me. So I want to help them grow through their partnership with you guys in CyberBacker into the roles that they want to be in as well. And then actually the first one I have hired, Vanessa, she was incredible. And we, you know, found that she liked these other aspects of things that were in the market center. So we segued her into new roles and responsibilities that she was looking to grow into.
So really just pouring into your CyberBackers then, even if it's been already a year and a half that you've been working together, just investing in their success as well. Am I right?
Yeah. And it builds a relationship. And I think the relationship, you know, fosters the trust. And then, you know, it has to go both ways that we're there for each other.
Absolutely true. 100% agree with you there. Now, how about challenges though? I'm not here just to ask if have there been any challenges, but if a challenge occurs, let's say between you and your CyberBackers, it happens in business, things like that, how do you handle that with a virtual team member? Is it any different than how you handle it with someone who's in the office?
No, I think it's still the same. You're just doing it through Zoom. Instead of us being able to sit down and talk about it, we have to get on the Zoom together. And it does happen. I think one of the challenges that happens is that there is a missed communication somewhere or a missed expectation. And it's mostly having to do with us not being clear, maybe in what we expect or what we need for the job at all times. And that happens in the first 90 days. It's something that's totally normal and it's going to happen. So I remind everybody, like, this is going to happen. We're going to come up against some challenges in our first 6 months together. And then we'll know how we navigate those challenges that will dictate how we move forward or whether we move forward. And then you just address it and you say, like, this is what I was actually expecting. It's my bad that I didn't make that clear. And then as long as we correct the course, we're good.
Yes, absolutely agree. Because again, when it comes to challenges, they are part of growth. Just like diamonds really shine through the most pressure, something like that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, one last question while I still have you here. How about working with your CyberBackers again for 2 years now? What's been the biggest benefit or what's been the biggest impact of working with your CyberBackers in the businesses so far?
I think they're so skilled, you know, it's fine. It's just like anything. You're finding, you have a job description, you have the pieces that you need, and one person isn't always going to fit all those pieces. But when you do find the right person that fits that specific piece, it's really impactful to the business. It helps you grow. I mean, if I took all of them out of my business, it wouldn't operate. I wouldn't be able to do it because I'm so leveraged and they're so responsible for these pieces that it keeps my business moving forward.
So really, they are a big piece of the business right now. Now, obviously, once we have this uploaded online, all of them are going to be able to listen and watch this. So before we end, would you want to give them a quick message or a special shout out that you'd like to give out?
Yeah, Cherry and Vanessa and Karen, you guys are so incredible. I'm thankful and grateful for you every single day. And our partnership is so crucial to everything we do. And I appreciate you. You guys are amazing. And, you know, I couldn't do it without you.
We're very excited to see the continued growth and success of this partnership. And of course, Kristen, thank you very much for coming back to the show. I had fun talking to you today.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have an amazing day.
Thank you for listening to our daily dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.